Hello and welcome to
Ghost Beans,
a horror podcast. I'm Todd, joined by my wife Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi.
And Aries is going to be present for this one, I guess. So we watched Civil War from 2024, directed by Alex Garland. We're big A24 fans. We're big fans of Alex Garland. He did Annihilation and Men, among many other things. We love both of those movies. But this one is kind of interesting because we skipped this one in theaters because we felt like maybe it was a little too real.
Yeah.
Which is too bad. I wish we had seen it in theaters.
I'm okay that we saw it at home.
Okay. I'll say, before we really get into it, today is an interesting day for two reasons. One is because I was just in a car accident, yeah, which we don't need to talk too much about, but might be a little out of it here because I'm still in a decent amount of pain. I'm doing okay, though. People should really pay attention when they're driving, though.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Just PSA, don't text and drive. Don't be high and drive. Don't drink and drive. Like, be alert when you're on the road. Like, you're operating a very huge vehicle at really high speeds. So let's pay attention when we're driving, everybody.
That seems to be an even worse issue nowadays. But the other thing is, today is November 5th. So we're actually recording this before the election officially has taken place. No reason that we're doing Civil War. You know, it's just a coincidence.
Yeah, okay.
But by the time we post this, we will know where this country is going, I guess. Mm. Which is a weird place to be in, considering that, yeah, we'll be posting Civil War in 2 days. So I see you're already getting a little stressed out.
I know a lot of people are stressed out today. It's just been so much going on personally, and then with this, I'm just like, I don't want to think about it, but I'm forced to think about it. I don't know.
But it's worth mentioning at the top, if other people have not seen this movie, I'm sure there are people out there who didn't watch it for the same reasons that we didn't watch it.
Yeah.
I think if we're not going to get into spoilers right away, it is worth mentioning. The movie wasn't quite what I expected in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think when I first saw the trailers and everything, there was a part of me that was like, this feels really weird to put this out right now. It was like, kind of like Alex Garland, like, bro, what are you doing? It was weird and almost like exploitive in a way that I wouldn't have expected. But I think the marketing is the thing that really leaned into that. The marketing really didn't prepare me for what the movie is really about.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Let's talk about the marketing.
All right, what do you got to say?
A24, what are you thinking? Using AI, get out of here.
Oh, that too, yeah.
Yeah, that.
I forgot about that.
That also, I think, affected my decision to want to see this in theaters besides being scary. What are we doing, guys? Come on.
Yeah,
A24, yeah. I love you for your art house stuff. You got to have things made by artists, not robots.
At least it's getting called out. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
But really, this doesn't spoil anything. I think it's worth mentioning. The movie really, the quote-unquote Civil War is kind of like a backdrop. That's not really what the movie's about. It's really a movie about war photography, mm-hmm, and journalism. And as a drama about that stuff, it's actually incredibly good. I thought, mm-hmm, this was a really fucking good movie. And it exists in this kind of like sci-fi allegory of the future, kind of like Children of Men, where it's like it's very reminiscent of the real world, but there's like this fantasy layer, mm-hmm, on it. I was even reading that, I mean, this is the central story, is that California and Texas decide to leave the rest of the Union and start the Civil War. And so right out the gate, it's kind of like California and Texas, like, yeah, why would they be teaming up?
Yeah.
And it seems like that was a deliberate choice in order to, like, Alex Garland didn't want this to be strictly like Democrats versus Republicans, mm-hmm, or, you know, too relevant to what's going on now. I think that was a smart choice.
Oh, yeah.
And I think making California and Texas be the ones to team up just makes it like extra confusing.
Yes.
Which is good. I think it benefits the movie a lot because that way it doesn't have to be bogged down by, you know, all the political shit that is just everywhere nowadays. Mm-hmm. I thought that was smart and something that maybe they should have leaned into more. And it's really, it's about these war photographers who are on this journey to photograph the president as like the forces are converging on DC. And that's the setup.
Mm-hmm.
I would still consider it a horror movie because
yeah.
it still is very fucking real.
Yeah.
And it still is pretty scary, even if it's like, it's not as much of a one-to-one with our current situation in government. Mm-hmm. It's still like, it's kind of like Leave the World Behind, mm-hmm. which was another one that's like this fantasy near future thing, but it plays on those same kind of anxieties and everything and does it very effectively. So it's a story about war photography that is still very real.
Yeah.
And I think it affected you a lot more.
I mean, but, yeah, I guess it's hard to not think about how crazy things could get. So.
Yeah, I know you're already carrying a lot of anxiety around all of that. But I wanted to see it because it's the same thing. I was trying to convince you to watch Contagion around COVID because there is like a kind of catharsis around this stuff. I think we both approach it a little differently, though.
Mm-hmm.
So Civil War, I was just like, you know what? Fuck me up. Like, let's go. I already feel horrible. Just fuck me up all the way. And there's something kind of satisfying about that. Like seeing like the absolute worst way things can go. It's kind of like, well, it's probably not going to get that bad.
I don't know. Look, I have nightmares about this election. I can't really agree.
Yeah. Well, at least, like I said, at least they keep the politics kind of ambiguous mm-hmm. in this. And I think it does wind up giving you a different kind of perspective on war at the end of the day, because with the way it's structured, for a lot of the movie, it's really hard to tell who is like, quote unquote, good and bad. And I think that's deliberate because as the press, they're trying to stay neutral and they're kind of embedding with anyone they come across, even though it is playing with the idea that like the closer you get to the Capitol, they kind of shoot the press on sight, which is also like very real.
Yeah.
That in a fascist government, you know, they turn on the press and journalists kind of right away.
Well, I mean, you want to take out the people who are exposing the truth. So, yeah.
Yeah. Because they do play with that a great deal. I think that was a good part of like the setup of the movie is they show the president giving an address talking about how they just won this like major victory or whatever. And then it kind of becomes clear that that was kind of bullshit. That was like state propaganda,
yeah.
you know, because of the way things are going. But I did like that for most of the movie, you are kind of just piecing together what is happening in the conflict, like in the background mm-hmm. while you're following the characters. Because like I said, that's not really what the movie is about. But great fucking movie. Really, really enjoyed it. I don't know how you felt. Like, how did you untangle your anxiety watching it?
I had to really convince myself that most of this is fantasy so that I could like detach. At least personally, that's how I approached it. I really had to like just lean into the fantasy part of it.
Yeah.
But I will say, seeing like photojournalism like in this light is not only important but just extremely interesting.
Oh, it was very eye-opening because I mean we all know we see this stuff and you see the crazy photographs from, you know, war-torn countries and stuff and all the horrific stuff that gets photographed, and it shows this different perspective on all that personally I just didn't really think about.
So
it does a great job expressing all of that stuff. But I thought it was a fantastic movie.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think all the way. Yeah, it gets the message across really effectively.
It's definitely adult horror. Because this is like teenagers like, fuck yeah, let's go. Because there's a lot of war shit in mm-hmm. here.
Yeah.
Especially toward the end.
There are some disturbing images, though.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Like,
totally.
It's definitely showing war.
Yeah, it shows like every side of it from the like big firefights to the aftermath and behind the scenes stuff. It feels very raw.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where like a lot of the heart winds up coming from. But I don't know what else we could say without just going to spoilers and pray that.
God, my stomach. It's just.
Well, we'll know by tomorrow how things are going in this country. So. We'll see. Let's go to spoilers. So yeah, I thought the whole setup of this movie is really interesting and really smart because it's like I said, with the marketing and stuff, it was just like, okay, I guess it's just a war, a movie about civil war in the United States, people fighting each other. And it's like, no, that's really not the setup. The setup is you have these photojournalists with Kirsten Dunst. Is Kirsten? Kristen?
I don't know. Kristen? Kirsten. I'm not sure.
With Kirsten Dunst at the center as like this very experienced war photographer. And her goal is to get to D.C. and interview the president before he gets executed.
Yeah.
Because it is very much built up as like it's unclear early on, like I said, what's going on with the sides and like who's good, who's bad. But it does seem like the secession forces are winning and they're making their way into D.C. And she feels like it's a time limit before they get to him because they're just going to put a fucking bullet in his head.
Yeah.
Once they get there. So you do get a sense of like the attitude in the country towards the government, you mm-hmm. know, where it's that fucking bad, where it's yeah. like, no, we're just going to go murder this motherfucker. So it's an interesting setup. And there's a younger like startup. It seems like it's this new generation of like Instagram journalist, you know, who winds up joining up with her because she says that she's her hero and everything. So it really follows them as they're traveling through the country and running into all kinds of stuff along the way. So you see like, you know, running into gas stations where there's people who are hung up and being accused of looting, and shows how like they can't really get involved with this stuff. All they can do is really just take pictures. Mm-hmm. And it really does sell this reality because she goes into her whole history in other countries photographing people being like tortured and murdered and stuff, and having to be kind of indifferent and just like, you know, this detached observer. And yeah, it made me realize like I don't know how you can do that. Like that seems really nuts to me. A lot of respect because that's how the world knows about these things.
Yeah.
But it's very scary, especially when you're taking pictures of stuff that people don't want to be seen.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of danger involved. But I did think it was interesting how whenever they got embedded with the forces, they seemed to be like protecting the journalists.
Yeah. And it seemed like both sides almost.
Yeah. At least up until a certain point.
Yeah.
You know, but that was the thing. It was hard to tell who was on what side for a lot of the movie, which I also think was deliberate.
Yeah.
Which is cool. And it really came to a head. There was that scene where it was like a fight between two snipers.
Oh, yeah. Like I was just thinking about that. Yeah.
Yeah. And she even asks something about like, what side are you on? What side are they on? And the guy's just like, I don't know. They're shooting at us, so we're shooting back.
Yeah, it was just so scary. Like, they could be on the same side, but yeah.
I thought that was like, that was a very meaningful look at not just this conflict in the movie, but a lot of conflicts.
Yeah.
Yeah, it shows the futility. It makes it seem more like unnecessary. But also it shows this like human side when they're photographing people as they're dying and stuff in the middle of the conflict. But then they're also showing, you know, the people who are like coming together and creating like camps and helping each other out. So there's like the positive side too, which is good. But I'll tell you what, Alex Garland, something we talked about watching this, he knows how to be fucking scary when he needs to be.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like all of his movies, there's like that one point where it just suddenly becomes the scariest thing you've ever seen. Like we talked about how in Annihilation, like that movie is pretty unsettling in general. But the part with the bear was just like, what the fuck, man? Like this just turned into the scariest movie I've ever seen out of nowhere. And there are definitely parts in Civil War where it kind of slows down and it gets really fucking scary.
Yes.
And I just always appreciate a director who they know how to like pull the pin and just suddenly scare the shit out of you out of nowhere. Like I liked how when they did go to that gas station, it's like it's just so unclear like who are these people? Like are they good or bad? Like how are they going to react to journalists being here? It's like all of those situations, it's like you're getting into them with these characters where you just have no idea how this is going to go and how they're going to navigate it. And I think that's a big part of it is her teaching this lesson to that younger girl who seems to be like scared shitless in the beginning of the movie, doesn't know how to deal with any of this stuff. And I think it kind of effectively made its point when, you know, the guy was showing off the people they had hung up. Mm-hmm. And the young girl, you can see as a viewer, you're kind of wondering, like, what do I say in this situation? Like, how do I help these people?
Yeah.
And Kirsten Dunst's character is basically just like, yeah, that's not our job. So she just tells him to pose with them and takes a picture. And it's kind of like, that's all we can do is just take the pictures, let other people sort it out, you know, show people what's happening. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was really effective and really chilling.
Yes.
But the whole buildup to the ending is when it really turns into like a war movie. And I think that's when stuff starts getting clear, because they run into Jesse Plemons, which they definitely played up in the trailer, because mm-hmm. he's just a professional fucking freak. And I think what they're trying to get across is that people are basically being mass murdered and dumped into these graves. I wasn't really clear on like what was causing this. I think he's meant to be like a white supremacist.
I think so. Yeah. I think that was clear.
Well, yeah. But I mean, I specifically read. So you remember how he's wearing those weird red sunglasses? Mm. Apparently, that's something that's used to like easily distinguish shades of color. So basically, he can look at someone and tell their skin color, like if it's different. You know what I'm saying?
That is crazy.
It's a weird detail that also just like. Just makes him extra creepy because it's such a weird, like, striking part of his costume, you know?
I mean, it's interesting. Like, it was very interesting, like, concept-wise put together. But with the telling me that on top of it is just crazy. That's crazy.
That was a really scary scene because for so long they're kind of being overlooked, you know, as the press. And you hear about how dangerous it is for them near the Capitol. And then when they run into this mass grave and it's kind of like... ooh, maybe we weren't supposed to see this.
Yeah.
And like, and it turns into him interrogating them and like pretty quickly executing a few of them. So it's kind of like, I don't know if they're going to make it out of this one.
Yeah.
It's a very chilling scene. But yeah, so it's after that that it starts becoming clear that like maybe this government isn't really up to the best stuff right now. So that race to get into the Capitol, I thought it was effective at the end, the way they kind of just went nuts and you have all the explosions and gunfire and it just suddenly turns into this big war movie leading up to them actually dragging the president out in the White House, which, by the way, just all of that like was really fucking me up. I don't know how you felt going through those final scenes, but like it was the idea of them all being locked up in the White House and knowing that like
if the
enemy forces got in, like they were just dead.
Yeah. You're skipping ahead a little bit, but I do want to touch on the other photojournalist, Sammy.
Yeah.
That whole storyline, I already anticipated they were going to kill him, which really like sucked because, I mean, he was this like father figure, very happy for the most part, but like very wise.
Yeah. He seemed like a veteran.
Yeah. And leading up to that, when they were finally got to DC and they were in the car and there was like all the sparks from the fire and he's looking out the window. I thought that was a really striking shot. Yeah.
I also really liked the detail that when he died, she took a picture of him, but she wound up deleting the picture.
Yeah.
Like there's some lines that can't be crossed, I guess.
Yeah. But she got a very striking photo.
Yeah.
But I completely understand deleting it.
Yeah, I think that definitely plays into a lot of the bigger themes of the story and everything. But yeah, when they were actually raiding the White House and you saw how there were like all those takeout boxes and stuff in the office rooms and everything, and you kind of get the sense of like what the reality was over here, that they kind of knew the nation was falling apart and they were just trapped in there. Mm. I don't know, that was also like really unsettling.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, you hear those rumors that if the White House is like ordering a lot of pizza, it's like, okay, they're dealing with a national crisis that they're not talking to us about. But seeing them finally enter into that room and just seeing like how trashed it was just with takeout and stuff, just it was really heavy.
Especially remembering that press conference where he was like, but even that, like, because he was rehearsing it to himself, like, over and over leading up to it. So it just, I think it really nailed all of that. Really, you know, that's as part of the themes, the whole structure of this movie being really about photojournalism, the way it showed, like, the behind the scenes, what was happening, it felt like all of that stuff was just so raw and real and really drawn from history and, like, how this has happened in other countries. on other nations. And the lead up to, yeah, him getting pulled out. And of course, we can't skip the lead character. She winds up getting gunned down by Secret Service while trying to protect the younger journalist who gets the photo of her, which seemed like a very fitting end to this. Because she was getting a little fucking crazy toward the end there.
I do feel like she really almost single-handedly, look, I don't want to like blame one single person, but it does seem like single-handedly she got them into a lot of shit along the way, and a lot of people got killed because of her negligence. But at the same time, I assume that's a very realistic standpoint too, you know, well, like how do you train somebody to do this?
It was kind of like a passing the torch in a way, because she was trying to set her up to understand like what she was getting herself into. And I think it was telling how Kirsten Dunst's character was, she seemed very traumatized at the end. Like she couldn't even, like in the middle of the war zone, she couldn't even bring herself to take pictures and everything.
Yeah, she was having a panic attack, which is crazy.
Yeah. But then seeing, meanwhile, the younger girl kind of getting this fire ignited inside of her. There's definitely something to that. And I did think it was very interesting at the end, the way they drag out the president, and the one guy kind of kneels over him to do the interview, and he says, like, don't let them kill me. And he just goes, that'll do, and stands up as they execute him, and then they pose for the photo. Like, all that stuff, it just felt, like, very authentic.
Oh, yeah.
You know, from this specific perspective. So I definitely, as scary as it was, especially right now, as a movie, I definitely appreciated it a lot. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, I agree. I think the way they handled the photographs throughout the whole movie, like whenever they shot a photograph, we got to see what it looked like.
Yeah.
Very striking. I really like how they put that all together because, you know, I want to see the photos, of course.
Yeah.
You know, I thought that was interesting. And also the fact that the one photojournalist was shooting on film, crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess some people are just like that and get attached to that stuff.
Yeah. I thought that was a really interesting way to show that because, I mean, she had to have her kit with her and everything. And yeah. Mm-hmm. The digital negative scanner, like, blew me away.
Yeah. Yeah, like, we haven't been doing this shit since we were, like, in school, which is forever ago. So seeing, like, the kind of shit they have now is just like, what?
I know. I haven't had access to a dark room since college. So seeing. Yeah. Seeing the technology and how it's advanced makes me want to get back into, you know, analog film.
Yeah. But that's all I had. Hopefully in 2 days when we post this, everything will just be perfectly worked out and peaceful and everyone will be happy.
Look, I'm hoping. Oh, God. I'm trying to have all the optimism. I really am.
I know. But you can go to ghostbeast.com. for all our links. You can also search for Ghost Beast Pod and follow Ghost Beast on Letterboxd, where we rank everything that we cover.
And right before we rank, if you can, just rate us 5 stars and write a little comment about why you love Ghost Beast so much. It would really help. This pushes us up in the algorithm some. So please, if you could take 2 seconds and just leave us a little review.
And also follow us on TikTok.
Yeah.
How do you feel about putting it below Oddity and above Society?
I like Society more, honestly.
Okie doke. Below Society, above Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Sounds good. That's number 23 on our list. And you can contact us at podcast@ghostbeast.com. I don't want to think about this anymore.
Me either.
Moving on. Bye.